Okay, hello and welcome everyone. This is a group call 3 out of 10. And everything about today is gonna be detox. Detox, clear out all the stuff from all the dental work you've done. So I know that some of you have been through many medical and dental procedures. And some of you may have different dental work and appliances and fillings in your teeth. And some of you may have had root canals that you're concerned about. So let us get started. So I hope you all have some water with you and a blanket, because I don't know why, but whenever I do detox work, you either get really cold or get really hot. And I don't know how that's gonna work with some of you, but just have some water nearby. And the last time I did a lot of detox work with the mouth and stuff, oh my God. All I wanted to do was blow my nose the whole time, and that is actually a very safe way to allow stuff that's infectious to just leave you that way. Yeah. All right. So let's bring your breath and your awareness. Let's bring your awareness to your breathing and to your heart. Good. I'm going to start with the body before I do anything with the teeth. Should I start with the teeth or the body? Well, here. Let's start detoxing all the heavier metals, lead and mercury. Oh. Let's neutralize all that and let it be released. Oh. Lead, mercury, chromium, trace metals, heavy metals that keep the body from being able to absorb calcium and other good sources of minerals. So let's release all that stuff. Oh. So dental fillings are the toxins and dental fillings we want to be able to release. And we'll reseal and rework the fillings as well as the root canal later in the call. But I'm going to start with general stuff. General toxic stuff. Oh. General is not all that general. Oh my God. So mercury and lead. Chromium. Chlorine, fluoride. Oh. 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 Yeah, there we go. So that's the general stuff. Let's see, any and all toxicity from dental work. So that is and in case you were one of the people who require lots of general anesthesia, all the stuff in the general anesthesia, let's release that. Oh boy, that feels like, yeah, wow. Let's do that again. All the work from all the issues from the general anesthesia. Here we go, let's. Oh. Oh. And I know there's such a big conversation about vaccines and vaccination and what have you. And I know that just about every single one of us has been vaccinated at one time or another. And it doesn't matter what country or where, but let's release all the toxins and toxicity from all kinds of vaccines, even the flu, right? So, wow. Let's see, vaccines. Let's clear this not only from the body, but let's, maybe it's more efficient to clear this from your timeline. Going back to the first 2 years of life, many of us have vaccines from that time or released that, or medications of all kind. Wow. So let's see if that's what you're getting from the first 2 years of life. Let's see what you got from the first 5 years of life. So we can go release. And when I say clearing, removing, releasing the toxins from the vaccines that you have had, I am not destroying the good effects. So the protective properties they are supposed to have, I am not doing anything to that. I am just clearing out what may feel like toxins to your body. So that the vaccines will still do their thing for you. And I'm not for or against vaccines. I just want to clear out all the toxins, release all the toxins, that the toxic effects they have on you and your body and your immune system. That's what I want to clear. Here we go. Clear this from your tissue, your bones, your teeth, your whole system. Here we go. Oh. 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 Okay, so now we're going to work with the teeth. Let's work with, I know on everybody's mind is mercury fillings in your teeth or any other kind of filling that may be toxic to your body because our bodies react to these things differently. So as I clean out and detox, we will energetically reseal all your teeth so that they cannot continue to do harm to you. Okay, here we go. Oh, the effects of mercury fillings, all kinds of dental fillings. And even other implants. So for some of you whose bodies may be rejecting the implants, let's clear whatever is, let's neutralize the material of the implants so that your body won't keep on reacting to it and rejecting it so that you can still have the implants work for you. So for anyone with implants, here we go. And some of you have implants in other dental appliances that are problematic, like food gets trapped in it and you get infections and all that. So let's clear all those problems with the dental appliances of all kinds. Here we go. And all the infections that are caused by implants or reactions to dental fillings that are leaking out of your teeth. Here we go. Release all those issues. And now for the root canals, first, let's clear all the underlying issues behind the root canals, like whatever created the need for root canals in the first place. We're going to clear the underlying issues there, the underlying dietary, metabolic, emotional, psycho, spiritual issues behind all the root canals. Here we go. And then the trauma to the tooth and the trauma to the body, however they were done, because sometimes they're good dentists who do things gently and nicely, but it's still somewhat of a trauma to the body. So we're going to clear out the trauma caused by any and all dental work. And let's heal if there were metabolic issues. Let's heal the underlying metabolic issues first. and emotional issues behind all of them. Oh. Wow. So let's see, what do these root canals, what are they asking to heal that will just be mind blowing? So we have no point of view about having had root canals, and there's no point of view about what can or cannot be healed. What healing energies can we access now that our bodies can now help us heal? And so let's see what healing energies and frequencies you can bring inside of every teeth, because we have to heal from the inside. And let's connect with the hormones, the salivary glands, the parotid hormones that are so required for this process to work, and also all the right minerals and nutrients to support this process. So anything that doesn't allow you to receive this for every teeth, let's release that now. So what is required to heal the root of all the root canals? Here we go. And if actually you're feeling uncomfortable or feeling a little bit of pain and tingling where you have root canal, that can be a good sign, because with root canal, I think they just kill the root, like the nerve endings and what have you. But if this is going to reawaken that for you, let's see what is possible here. And the inside matrix of the teeth. What can we do to rebuild inside of the matrix now? Okay. So I'm just going inside a tooth and asking it what it needs, and then bringing that energy from the zero point field and activating the parts of the body that are required for this healing. So let me just do some more work with the parotid gland, because parotid hormone is so required for the dentinal fluid flow system within the teeth to work. Oh. Oh. Okay, infected root canal. Okay, let's take care of that infected. If you have infections in your root canals, here we go. I'm just working inside, creating a hologram of like all your teeth, all the teeth that have root canal, and I'm just seeing what the tooth itself and the body itself would like for me to do for that. And of course, it's important to heal all the organ systems that all those root canals are related to. So let me just do that. All the organ systems in your body. And let's begin with the root canals in the very back, so they're related to the heart, small intestine, and triple burner, and pericardium. Oh, yes, let's release that now. Oh. Okay, now we're going to do the molars, and that's related to the long and large intestine. And that seems to be a very common tooth for a lot of people to have fillings or root canal because those back teeth take a lot of pressure, as well as taking on all the issues in life, like the grief, grieving, regrets. So release the thought that you have missed opportunities because you can create more. And those teeth are always asking us to be in alignment with what inspires you, right? So let's align with that. Oh. And I know it's not as easy as it sounds to just do what you inspire to. Because it was easy, you wouldn't have all this resistance to it. So all the resistance and all the blocks to that. And release that now. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. There we go. Yeah, we're gonna release. Yeah, anything you feel sad about. And a lot of people hold very private sadness back here. If you keep on having the same molar issues, there's a lot of hidden sadness that only you know because it's hidden in the back. So like regrets about having had an abortion, for example, that's a sadness that many women have and feel guilty about. And I want you to just know that whatever happened, happened. Who you were at that time was different, and who you are now, you're a different person. So don't ever judge any choice you ever made. What if you never made any wrong choice? So everywhere where you're privately grieving all your regrets and feeling like you've done yourself wrong, or you've done life wrong, or you've done everyone wrong, let's release all that now. So what if you never done anything wrong and never made a single wrong choice? It's just a choice, because as human beings, we have to experience everything. Yeah. Okay, even regret having getting dental work. Sometimes we get certain dental work thinking that that's what's right for us, but don't judge that the choice you made. So let's release all the judgments behind the choices we make and the regrets. Oh my gosh. Wow. So let's see what else is bringing up for you. Yeah, thank you for sharing in the chat box, y'all. Yeah, all those private pains you've been holding on to, because you notice that most of the time when a tooth is at a point where you need a root canal, there are deep issues that have been there for quite a while. So let's release all that. And even regrets with getting certain dental work done. Yeah. Release all those regrets that we've been holding on for so long. So the root of the root canal, the root cause of all the root canal, is usually some ongoing challenging issue in life that you have regrets about, like secret abortions or a stillbirth or and for so many people, if you're raising a child who has mental problems, that is such a private and personal grief for so many parents, because you get attacked as a parent. If your child isn't doing well as a parent, you get attacked. and you take the blame for what's going on with your child. Many people who have deep and ongoing dental issues, especially with the molar and premolars, for most people, it's very deep issues and deep regrets, and blaming the mom, right? Blaming the mom is like a cross-cultural thing, and blaming woman when you put all the misogyny on top of the mother blaming, oh God, let's release all that. And know that you did the best you could, and your child chose you, right? Your child chose you, and they chose you because they require certain experiences and certain healing that they can only get from you. Yeah. So we're releasing the root issue behind the root canals. And I know it's like as more painful than getting bitten, actually, because it's something that has like literally been biting your own soul for so long. Whatever that issue is, that feels like it literally has been gnawing and biting your very soul and heart, that issue. And for some of you, it's a lot of personal shame and stuff. And I don't want you to feel like you're alone in this, especially if you're a mom and you're raising a child and doing the best you can, and you still get blamed for everything that is not okay. Like whether you immunize your child or not, and if something went wrong, it is not even your fault. And like everything that's going on with the whole vaccine thing, oh my God, I can't imagine how much blame and shame all the parents go through fighting for their children and still feel like it's never enough. Or like the college scandal that is going on, like, oh my God. I mean, that's how much parents have to take blame for the children's success, to the point where you give a few million dollars to do the right thing for your child. I don't blame those parents for doing that, because it's like there's so much expectation that if you are a parent, you got to do all the right things to set your child up for success in life. If you didn't do that, oh my God, all the blame, right? So these issues go deep. I mean, they literally feel like someone is taking a dynamite in the space of your heart and soul and blowing that up. That's how painful it is, I feel, into the guilt, the shame, the blame. Oh. Yeah, and buying into the parent guilt, right? Look at all the money that's totally exploitation of that guilt and shame. So all the ways we feel we take on other people's guilt, that makes us vulnerable to being exploited. And I feel like a lot of the dental work you feel guilty about is that sense of being exploited by another, right? That sense of exploitation by an expert, exploitation by someone in power. And that energy, of feeling exploited may come from many things in life, right? Men exploiting women, the power dynamics, the wealthy exploiting the poor, those in positions of power exploiting those who don't have power, the expert dentists, the pharmaceutical companies exploiting us. That sense of exploited that goes with regretting getting dental work that actually isn't even working for you. Oh God, let's release all that. Oh. Yeah, so let's release being exploited by the whole, sometimes by the whole field of science, because I used to work in healthcare, and as a woman, I feel like, why are women's health, women's issues, they all come down to something so simple. Cut it out. Women's body parts have been vulnerable to just being taken out. Hysterectomies, mastectomies, women's body parts have been used and abused in so many ways in medicine. Let's release all those regrets and all those betrayals, betraying our own innate wisdom, right? Because when we make someone else the expert, especially over our body and our health, we betray our own wisdom. And the front teeth, all the front teeth related to the kidney and bladder meridian, it's about our own wisdom. So everywhere where you feel like you have betrayed your own wisdom, let's release all that now. So now what is part? So yeah, we're gonna detoxing means detoxing all those heavy emotions, besides the heavy metals, the mercury, the lead poisoning, and all that. There's also the toxicity of heavy emotions, the secrets that we keep, the regrets, the resentment, the betrayals, right? So that is huge. Oh my God. Oh. And when we free ourselves of those deep resentments, then our body has the energy to heal. So now let's see what our bodies allow us to heal, what our bodies have the energy to heal, and what we can empower the wisdom of our own bodies to heal now. Yeah, so let's see, all the master cells and all the stem cells for regrowing teeth, let's activate that. And then activating also the new you that is now able to hold your own in the world, right? Hold your own space in the world. I am so happy to know that fat cells in the adult body are a source of stem cells. And I'm like, yes, my love handles. They have a good use. They have profoundly good use. It's a source of stem cells. So I'm like, yay, awesomeness for my love handles. And I hope you have some too, so that you can have a source of stem cells that you can now energize to regrow your teeth and gums. Oh, love thighs, okay. Hey, if you love thighs, love handles, love thighs, love butts, right? Love butts, yeah, here we go. Oh. Wow. That energy feels really amazing. Wow. Oh. Wow, amazingness, everybody. Wow, wow, wow. Oh. This is only day three. We have 7 more days to play. Yeah, so feel free to go into our, I'm going to call it, our amazing, wonderful online group. Hold on, let me just copy that link for you for an online group. And I'm going to put this in the chat box for you. In case you're not yet in this group, here we go, 3 months of support. Yeah. And let's just put love and light around all of you. And many blessings. And let's end this session with love and light. Bless everybody. And I will see you all tomorrow. I'm gonna stop the recording now.